What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Arab Cell Gets Brutally Rejected at Valhalla Nightclub and Then Mugged by Chad Light. So I'm out here, guys, in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. I'm walking around here at night like I normally do, get my exercise on. A lot of you guys out there been saying, yo, Amr, we want to see more of Riga. We don't want to see you in the camera. So here we are, guys. We're walking outside Riga at night. You know, this is a little bit away from the central part of town. This is where all the colossal old European stuff, I guess, is. You got this big cathedral over there. This is like a square. I mean, during lunchtime, this is like really nice to be here during lunchtime. But at night like this, it's pretty much a ghost town. So, I went to a nightclub called Valhalla, which supposedly is like one of the top nightclubs in the whole of the Baltics. Even by Mexican standards, it wasn't all that. But then again, Baltics don't have millions and millions of people, so it was all right. The entry fee was only 5 euros. And I went inside early on. So I went there around 11 o'clock, you know, before all the people start piling in around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night. And I went upstairs because I don't like being with the rest of the cattle. Whenever possible, I always try to segregate myself from the goyim, and so should you too, you know. So I went to the second level of the nightclub. And the second level was kind of smaller. It had a bar. I didn't order anything. So I'm standing up there at the second level. There were these two girls, Latvian. I'd probably give them like a 5. They were chubby, cute. But those are the type of girls that in a couple of year times, they're just not going to be attractive, you know. So those two girls, I'd probably say early 20s, they were dancing on the pole, you know, surprise, surprise, surprise. They're not professional by any means, just two cute, chubby girls, just ring around the pole, I guess, if you want to call it that, you know, dancing around the pole. So they were minding their own business, and then this Arab cell, probably 5'9". And guys, when I talk about height, I talk about height without shoes, you know. A lot of dudes, they like to quote their height with shoes on. It's like, bro, you're 5'10", you're not 6 feet, okay? Just because you wear shoes doesn't make you magically 6 feet. You're 5'10", dude, okay? So when I quote height, guys, I quote height without shoes. So this Arab cell, that's how their police car looks like. So this Arab cell, he comes in at 5'9". Now, he was your typical Arab cell, okay? He had that Arab nose, you know, that big nose, that big ugly hook nose. He had a nice tan to him like me. However, he did have curly hair, which is a sign of being low class in the Arab world. And he had a chubby body. You know, one of the problems with us Middle Eastern people is that we tend to have fat in all the wrong places. So what ends up happening is that it looks like our bodies are somehow deformed, you know, because we have fat in all the wrong places, you know. This is why I'm a big fan of liposuction for you guys out there who have hard to lose fat. I mean, look, man, I got over 20 pounds of fat sucked out of me. So, you know, if you got that type of fat that makes you look deformed, makes you look ugly, and it just doesn't want to go away, you know, there's something called medical science, dudes, you know. I know some people in the manosphere, they like to say, oh, bro, you're cheating if you get lipo. Oh, you're not being real if you're on testosterone. You know, the Prophet Muhammad said, get treated if you have a problem, man. Okay? It ain't cheating if you're on TRT and you medically need it like me. It ain't cheating if you get liposuction because you got fat that just doesn't want to go away, okay? So our friend, he decides to come in and he decides to go up to one of those girls. He goes up to like one girl and he goes up to her and he puts his hand on her back. Now, she gives him the nastiest look I've ever seen, man. She gives him a look so nasty, like I never seen a look this nasty before, you know. He just puts his hands up and he like walks backwards to his seat, okay? And then like 15 seconds later, Chad Light comes in. And the reason why I'm calling him Chad Light is because he was actually a little bit shorter than the Arab sale. He was like 5'8". Okay? In fact, Chad Light was not even an inch taller than the girls. So the girls are probably 5'6", 5'7". Chad Light is like 5'8". Okay? Now, Chad Light was the total and complete opposite of the Arab sale. First of all, he was white. Secondly, he had a model face. And thirdly, he had a very, very decent body. So when I actually have a picture of Chad Light dancing on the pole. You guys can't probably see it that well in the thumbnail. You can't see him that well in the thumbnail because it's a freaking nightclub. So they had lights going on. Then they have the smoke machines. So you really can't see much of Chad Light. All you're going to see is a silhouette of a dude, you know, dancing on a pole. So after the Arab sale gets rejected by like 10 seconds, Chad Light, he shows up kind of like a Fonzie from Happy Days. Hey! He shows up and the two girls, they just immediately start dancing with him around the pole. And not even a minute later, the very same girl that a minute and 3 seconds ago brutally rejected the Arab sale, she was making out with Chad Light. I'm talking like French kissing, grinding, and they continued like dancing with each other, making out with each other, taking selfies with one another until I left like 2 hours later. And on my way out of the second floor, you know, I was going downstairs, I gave Chad Light a high five because he knows that I know that he knows what happened with the Arab sale. You know, the Arab sale came in, he offended the girl because somebody who is so fugly thinks he's worthy of her, and then, you know, when Chad Light comes in, now she's super duper happy, and that's all she wrote, guys. So the point that I'm trying to get across to everybody here watching this video is that at the end of the day, guys, it's purely based on looks. Anybody else out there tells you looks don't matter? They're just flat out lying to you, dudes. It's looks, and nothing else, you know? That Arab sale, he could have had the Bugatti outside. He could have had the private plane. He could have lived on top of an oil well. He could have, you know, treated her like a queen. He could have given her the world. And as far as we know, this Chad Light probably is gonna ghost her after that night. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand that women don't care about anything other than looks, okay? For a lot of you young guys out there who've been contacting me, especially you young guys out there who are a little bit too young for surgeries, what I tell you guys is that wait until your early 20s, okay? By that time, you know, your body stopped growing. So in your early 20s, that's when you can get the nose job. That's when you can get, you know, all the hair transplant. That's when you can get whatever you guys need to looks max, okay? So if you're a young dude, but you just ain't attractive, monk mode is the only solution you have, because you don't want women to remember you back when you were ugly. Because if you were ugly, a woman will always remember you as the fat dude, as the ugly dude, as the creepy dude, you know? So you want women to see you only when you are attractive. That's the only time you want women to see you, is when you are attractive. So if you are not an attractive dude, then you need monk mode. Don't talk to women, don't look to women, don't acknowledge women, stay away from women, don't have any woman know anything about you. It's as if you are a ghost, okay? You're a ghost to woman if you're an unattractive dude, up until when you can get those surgeries. You know, at the end of the day, guys, I can't stress this enough, man. Looks, 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 okay? From the time this girl knew Chad Light until he was making out with her, not even a minute and 3 seconds, dude. This girl, if she could, she would have put the Arab cell in prison, you know? In the UK, it's actually illegal to approach a woman. You guys know that? You know, this is why that ginger cell wheat waffles got cited for trespassing in the UK, you know. Next time, Wheat Waffles decides to, like, go up to woman, they'll probably put him in jail, because he's already been warned, you know. He's been warned, he's been cited for trespassing. You know, the next time he goes up to a woman, and she reports him, guess what? That ginger cell is going to prison. You guys out there need to understand, man. That same woman who will put you in jail, she will be doing triple monkey backflips for Chad. It is what it is, guys, okay? There is nothing you can do about it. Again, you know, the Arab cell could have worshipped the ground she walked on. You could have given her the world. You could have had her children go to the best schools in the world, best universities, and yet she went and yet she got with Chad Light, who probably did this with thousands of other women. And that's what happens, guys. It's purely off of looks, okay? We live in a time today, guys, where you guys out there watching this video, you guys out there need to understand, man, we live in a world where it's based solely on looks, okay? You guys see that scooter over here? You guys can actually rent this scooter. You know? Scan this barcode over here, download the app for it. And yeah, I don't do this stuff, guys, because I like walking around, you know. It says no two people on it, but you know what? Nobody cares. See, look, same thing here, guys. You can do that with this. You can rent this over here. Again, I don't do this shit because I'd rather walk, you know. exercise. That's the way I see it. So, going back to what I was saying a couple of seconds ago regarding looks, okay? Women live in a world today where, like Rollo Tomasi said, women would rather go $100,000 in debt, get a job they hate, to avoid average dudes, okay? So imagine when a subpar dude approaches her, dude. Guys, just imagine that, you know? That's like me getting approached by Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra, fat, ugly woman, you know? On the dating apps, when like fat, you know, back when I was paying for Tinder, you know, Tinder Gold, back when they were giving it to me for like $12 a month, they don't do that shit anymore, so go F themselves. But back then when they were giving me Tinder for like $12 a month and some fat, ugly woman would like swipe right on me, you know, a part of me was like, send the bitch a message saying, in what planet, in what dimension, in what universe would somebody like me want to hook up with a woman who weighs 400 pounds? You know, one girl who actually swiped right on me was a freaking dwarf. It's like, in what planet will I want to hook up with somebody like you, you know? But of course, I didn't tell him that because, you know, that would be like me getting all, you know, female-like and getting emotional. But if I felt like that, imagine a woman getting approached by a fugly dude, you know? This is how you get me too. This is how you get wheat waffle, do you know? So, you guys out there listening to this video, I cannot say this enough. Looks are everything. Not most things, not a good part of everything, but looks are everything when it comes to the opposite sex, guys, okay? Other than looks, guys, you're just gonna be a beta bucks deluxe, okay? Take away looks from a relationship and you're just gonna be nothing more than a beta bucks deluxe to some woman who wants to take advantage of you. That's the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter, okay, guys? You guys out there need to understand, if a woman is attracted to you like that, she'll give it up. She'll want to see you. She will not ask you for money, okay? Because I know a lot of you guys out there been telling me, yo, Amr, you know, I'm waiting for the collapse. That way these women will have no choice but to come to me. Really, dude? You want a woman to be with you just because she can't, she has no other option? You know? You don't want to be that dude, guys. You don't want to be that guy in a relationship with a woman who low-key hates you and resents you, okay? That's not healthy. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for her. And God forbid if you have children, that's really not going to be healthy for the children. So you guys out there have got to understand that you gotta get your looks up, man. You gotta get your looks up, dude. You know, if you're Arab looking, you know, surgery, okay? Nothing wrong with a hair transplant. Nothing wrong with a nose job. Nothing wrong with a liposuction. Ain't nothing wrong with surgeries at all, okay, guys? I don't care what any of the Manosphere guys out there tell you, because you guys need to understand. As long as you are, as long as you are miserable, they have somebody to watch their videos. They have somebody to buy their products as long as you're miserable, okay? I'm telling you guys, best way to get out of that misery is up your looks. And you don't have to be 6 feet, guys, okay? You can be 5'8 and still get women. You just have to have a model face. You guys out there need to understand. Understand this, and understand this really good, okay, guys? You need to have a face that's 8 or above. If you're not like 6 plus feet, you need to have a face that's 8 or above if you're not over 6 feet. And even if you are over 6 feet like myself, you still need a face that's at least a 6. So you guys out there, you can't have an average face, okay? Average face doesn't cut it for women, okay? The face needs to be at least a 6. And if it's gonna be a 6, you better be over 6 feet, okay? So a 6 in the face means you need to be over 6 feet. Failing that, your face needs to be an 8. You see, here's how it works, guys. Let's say you are a 6 in the face and you're an 8 in the body. That's like a 7, okay? So that can work. You guys have to remember, height is a looks multiplier, okay? Height is a looks multiplier. But at the same time, if you have a fugly looking face, height will actually work against you, because the height is going to bring attention to you. You know, an ugly looking 5'4" dude, ain't nobody gonna take notice of him. But an ugly looking 6'4" dude, yeah, people are gonna take notice of him, okay? So height with a fugly face works against you. So at the end of the day, guys, it's imperative to understand, at the end of the day, it's face. Face is the single most important thing any of us can have, okay? So with this known, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand that there is no going back, man. There is no going back to the days where a woman is gonna settle for you because, well, you know, you got a job, or, you know, you're a nice guy, you pay her bills. Yeah, she'll take advantage of you because of that. You know, I was reading Yahoo News today. A woman in Las Vegas, she had a sugar daddy. They were at a concert, and she said, oh, I have to go. So she went back to his apartment and, like, stole $50,000 of his shit. What does that tell you, dudes? Even if you are giving a woman thousands of dollars, even if you are giving her the world, if your looks aren't there, she's gonna despise you. She's gonna try to take advantage of you. It is what it is, guys. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Money can't buy you love. You know, even the Beatles song from the early 60s, money can't buy me love. Dude, they knew that shit freaking 60 years ago. 60 years ago, they knew that money can't buy you love. Yet, you guys today think you can, like, buy love if you, like, have a purpose or anything like that. Guys, women don't care how you make your money, okay? She doesn't care if you sell drugs. She doesn't care if you murder people. She doesn't care how you make your money. As long as you got some money, as long as you ain't a broke-ass nigger, you know, smoking crack, sitting home, playing video games, and doing nigger shit, as long as you seem to have money, that's all women care about. Because again, no woman out there, let's keep it 100, no woman out there wants to be with an ain't shit nigger, you know. Ain't shit niggers, you know, that might work when the bitch is like in her teens or early 20s, but usually women grow out of that phase. And today, guys, women grow out of that phase a lot quicker than they did in back in the day, okay? You know, you got girls out there trying to monetize themselves, you know, the day they turn 18 on OnlyFans. So what does that tell you, guys? All right, so looks are the most important thing, guys, when it comes to women now. So You have to get your looks up, guys. There is no other solution out there than getting your looks up, okay? Even if you're not a multimillionaire, guys, as long as you have some amount of money, that's, you know, in the West, guys, it's pretty much over for you, okay? This is why you guys gotta go overseas, okay? You can't be in America anymore because these women in America genuinely believe they deserve millionaires and billionaires. No. You know, in America, it's over. It's a wrap for America when it comes to women. But I'm telling you guys, here in Latvia, yeah, if you're a hot dude, you got decent money, you're gonna do fine, guys, you know? Pretty much anywhere in the world outside of Western countries, yeah, if you got money, you're hot, you're gonna do fine, dudes. But at the end of the day, guys, it's looks, and more looks. All right, guys, so I'm pretty much done walking for the night. This is actually a very, very nice part of Old Town Riga, which rhymes with nigga. This is called Narva Scene. This is like their 7-Eleven over here, guys. That's like their 7-Eleven. Over here, you got Costa Coffee. I know their coffee sucks, but hey, they give you a lot of coffee. And at the same time, their internet is pretty damn fast. So, I ain't complaining. That's Lidu over there. You guys can't probably see it because of the haze. But, yeah, that's a really nice Latvian restaurant, guys, okay? I'm gonna try to see if I can show you inside of it. They're closed, obviously. But I'm going to try to show you how it works. So pretty much Lidu is a it's kind of like a buffet style restaurant, except they charge you per item you take, okay? That's how they work. It's not an open buffet restaurant. It's like a buffet restaurant, but it's not open buffet. So you have to pay for each item you take. I don't think you can see it that well in there. But yeah, so pretty much you grab a tray, you go around. You grab the food, of course it's gonna have a price on it, and then they ring you up at the cashier. Really, really cheap, really, really good, guys. I actually went there a couple of days ago, and even though the food didn't look all that awesome, it tasted way better than it would look. So that's the thing I took notice about, you know, Slavic/Russian food. It doesn't look all that intriguing, but when you eat it, you're like, hey, this is good, this is tasty, this is hearty food. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.